For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You won't bloody believe it, mate. This weekend, I have secured myself a date.
Which is just, you hear about eclipses being rare, but this is this is a once in a lifetime. No, I'm stoked for you, mate. When you told me today when you got in, I think I genuinely might be more keen than you are.
You were pretty excited.
Yeah,
you
man,
were
up and about. My mate's got a date.
Yeah, great. And look, it has been a hot minute since I've decided to get out there.
Hot?
Well.
Boiling.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All right.
We're at boiling point, but it's definitely, it's been a hot minute. Is what I'd like to say.
Hey, man, you're all good. I just want you to know. This is chill. This is chill. I love that we're talking about it. What's up? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, fine. Like, all good, up and about. I'm pretty excited. Like, it's just a bit of fun. Like, go have a drink and have a bit of a giggle. Like, yeah. Why not, you know?
Yeah, meet someone.
Put yourself out there. But I thought it had been a little while since I've been on a date, so I thought we'd go through some of the maybe topics that I should breach. Like, I need your help.
Like a rehearsal almost of, like, things to talk about, things not to talk. Probably in your case, not to talk about, hey.
Yeah, maybe. Because you know me, a bit of an open book. I'll talk about anything. But I thought...
Don't not be yourself, you know?
Like, of course not.
We don't want this... Remember, you played us a voice note of how you change your voice a little bit when you chatted. Hey, how you going?
Yeah.
But we know you as rough and tough, Dave.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
what do you,
go
what
through.
Do you got? What do you got?
Well, first of all, like, should I be introducing myself as Davo or Lauren?
Because you met this person on, like, a dating profile, mm-hmm. and it's under Lauren?
Yep.
Let's go with Lauren.
Okay. You don't think Davo's
Davo will come out later on, but start with Lauren.
All right. We're going to go through a bit of a list here. So, okay. My ex?
Yes, good first point of topic. Like, what about your ex? No? Nothing? Probably no. Probably no, I would say just don't bring that up if you don't have to.
What about rat chats? You know, I love a bit of rat chats.
Find out from him if he likes rat stories or if he's had a rat.
Take yourself back to the first time you met me and I brought up rat chat. How did you feel?
Took a bit to come around. Maybe wait for second date for rat chat. I'm not saying don't do it, but maybe don't lead with rat chat. All right. Anything else?
I was thinking about maybe taking a deck of cards there. You know, I'm a bit competitive. So
I'm just going to snap.
Do you think that I should show my competitive side?
I guess you do want to. You don't want to surprise him later down the line. So maybe just get that out of the way. Play a game of snap, break the table. That sounds like something you do.
I know you really like when I do my Blinky Bill impression. Do you think that would be okay?
All impressions are fine. I would say do as many as you can. And if he's down to, like, because I know you've got a good Blinky Bill, maybe if he can do a good Nutsy, you know, you got to do a bit of a scene from Blinky Bill, that'd be fun.
If he can do a good Nutsy, that'd be 10 out of 10.
I'd do your Anthony Albanese for him.
Oh, you think? What about, should I bring you up? Should I talk about you?
No, I'm happy to be out of this. I don't think he's going to know me, no care about me. Let's focus on you. You're the star of the show here, remember?
All right. Well, you know, one of my favourite topics to talk about is, of course, the moon landing that didn't happen.
Sorry. Moon landing. Anytime you say moon landing, that sound automatically goes off, according to the system.
Moon landing that didn't happen in 1969.
I think the moon, like, conspiracy theories like that are actually great first date chats, because you get to, it's like an easy, like, silly little chat that you can have, and especially, you know, Artemis 2 stuff still fresh on the mind. Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect time to bring up moon landing stuff.
And should I ask him if he's ever seen a baby pigeon?
I don't know if you should lead with your bird, all birds are drones, conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I can stick to the moon landing one.
Do you have anything I could talk about?
We have ruled out a lot. You did flash that horse.
Yeah. Tim and Davo.
Righto you, we need to have a chat about something that happened here in the office yesterday afternoon.
Look, I know. I'm surprised it's taken...
Snorted just then.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for you to bring it up. I understand what I did was wrong. And
really
listen,
wrong.
If you're listening, without going into what it was, because I don't think we need to, we all make mistakes. And yeah, that's my story.
Okay, so let's set the scene. We're here in the studio. You're in the studio.
Yep.
I'm walking down the hallway. Our beautiful promo guy, Gus, is across the hallway in his own office.
Yep.
Our digital man is over at his computer with
couple of
headphones on. And you, for whatever reason, have decided to drop your guts. You farted.
Yes. That is true.
Now, why?
So, now, And remember, if you're listening.
Now, just quickly, it was the loudest fart I've ever heard.
So, yeah, that's the... It surprised me.
Yeah.
What I was trying to do... That's a great question, Davo. And my answer is a very professional response. So what I was trying to do with our younger staff member here, Gus, was power move him by looking him in the eyes, mm-hmm. cocking a leg, and what I hoped to be, just a little squeak.
Yeah.
And then the door would shut.
Mm.
But unfortunately, like a war siren, like an air raid siren.
The Sue's went off.
The Sue's went
from
off.
Your ass.
And there has been chatter. Because so it happened and I went, ooh, that was loud. And then I heard three people go, Tim.
Yeah.
And I went, ooh, I might have done myself a doozy here. And then for some reason, the worst part about it was that it didn't stink. It was just all air. It was just...
You can't like, be the worst thing about it. That's the best thing about it, if I'm honest.
No, I don't know. Just obviously, upon reflection, I shouldn't have done it.
No, of course not. We're in a workplace, bro.
Someone down the corridor then also said they'd heard.
Yeah.
And now we're talking 20 metres.
Yeah, so 20 metres away, someone's heard it from the end of the hallways. Our digital man with headphones on while editing a video has also heard it, taken his headphones off to come and investigate what had happened. Yep. I was in an office two doors down. Folded I also over. Heard it. I was then folded over because I thought you've made a mistake here because I could see it had startled you. You weren't aware that it was going to be as loud as it was.
Gave me a fright, if I'm being completely honest. Because I'm not a farter.
You say that when I first started here, we looked into each other's eyes and I said, if you ever fart in this studio, like I'll be handing in my resignation. Yeah. And you promised.
The most recent accidental farts.
Yeah, why?
You were chasing and tickling
me. Okay, well, that's hard to defend myself on it.
Yeah. Were you chasing me and tickling me when I farted those two
I
times?
I was, but at the same time, like,
and
you,
I said, don't,
you're a
grown
man. Hold you still.
I'm getting to an age where I can't necessarily control it as much.
Yeah.
In my 30s. Mm-hmm. But it was an accident. It was accidentally really loud, the loudest fart I've ever done in my life. And now it's gone.
I don't believe that.
You saw me. You saw the sheer terror. It was an accidental fart. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes you've got a bit of an upset tum,
mm-hmm.
an accidental fart can happen.
But remember as well, it wasn't quite accidental because you were doing it on purpose.
I cocked a leg.
But we do want to have a chat about it because, Tim, you've been copping it for the last 24 hours. We have been absolutely handing it to you in the office. There's multiple people pointing, laughing.
Pants.
Mr. Farty Pants was put over the PA this morning.
General manager seems a bit fine with it.
She's been talking to everyone about it as well. She's upset with you too. So just so you know, it is spreading through the office like wildfire. Now, look.
Spreading like my cheeks.
Well, yeah, it's blown up in here, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
But hey.
Sonic boom.
Let's find out from our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners.
Yes, gorgeous. They're beautiful, aren't they? Accidental farts. I'm happy because it happens to all of us. And especially in air, like not accidentally like, oh, yeah, I accidentally fart. It's like where? Where was the accidental fart? Because we've all been at home and coughed and, you know, whatever. But it's like, was it at the shops? Was it at a very important thing? Was it at school? School life could be over, a bad fart at a school.
Oh, during an assembly.
Oh, no.
Matthew Lehman, year five, dropped his guts by accident and he never lived it down.
Oh, God.
It's been 30 years.
And again, this is, I know it's toilet chat, but it's not, like this is a great time to open up for everyone and say, hey, we all do this.
Yeah, where'd you accidentally fart?
We've had a few people call up. Got a message from Stephen Leopold. He had a doozy. His son's christening. Accidental fart, mm-hmm. wife not happy, wasn't just a fart.
Oh, that's devastating.
Is it an accidental fart? It's a bit of a shart. Stacey.
There's a different phoner.
Stacey in Lara's giving us a call. Stacey, it wasn't you, but there was an accidental fart story you want to tell us about?
It wasn't accidental. It's my brother. So he intentionally does this thing sometimes. Like, he has one brewing. And we'll be at the shopping centre and he'll see like a group of people. He'll walk up ahead of them and then he will silently drop his guts, keep walking, and then stop at a just pretend to window shop, and then he'll watch their reaction as they walk into the stench of his fart.
Some people just want to watch the world burn, don't they, Stace?
Absolutely, and he is 100% one of them.
And it sounds like you've been a victim to this multiple times.
He has sat on me and farted many times.
He sounds like an absolute animal.
Yeah, that's thinking of you, Stacey. Thinking of you, Stacey. Azza in Hamlin Heights. Mate, you seem like someone who could drop their guts accidentally. What happened?
Oh, no. If I'm dropping it, I don't do accidental ones. If I do it, it's on purpose. So I was in bed. My partner and I, we watch Netflix in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So one night we were doing that with the door closed. My son and my dog, they're in the lounge, and my dog was asleep, and I let one rip. It was that loud that it woke my dog up in the room, and he started barking because he thought someone was at the door.
Yeah. It's an intruder fart.
I'm upset with how much that makes me giggle.
You think farts are funny, and I know you're struggling to come to terms with it. Trust me, I was more embarrassed than anybody else yesterday because it was much louder than what I anticipated. Azza, and I'm sure you can understand, sometimes you just think it's going to be a small little toot, and then it gives you it's a follow-on effect. Isn't that right, brother?
Oh, if yours was that loud, I'd be claiming it. I'd be holding my head up, and I'd be proud of that. If it's got everyone's attention, I would be raising your hand and saying, yes, that was me.
Hard to deny it when it did travel in several different directions.
And let's not forget that Azza has awoken his whole family. So don't take advice there, you know what I mean?
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Sit down, get a bottle of water, and strap in for this.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
Oh, yes. Things are getting tense here in the studio. There's been some trash talking
tense
happening.
Tense from your side, mate.
No, I think you're a little bit worried today, my friend, because the trash talking has begun for the draft.
Yeah, so the draft, every week we pick a different category. We get three picks each, taking it in turns with the first pick. We've done best chocolates, best footy team foods, you know, those kind of things. Best celebrities you want to be stuck on an island with. And Justin Bieber is top of mind for us this week.
Oh, mate, he's been busy. Coachella's obviously brought him straight back into the spotlight. And so we thought we would do the best childhood stars.
Yep, so the way this works is we're going to take turns in drafting. Davo's got the first pick today. And at the end of it, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You'll hear both teams. You decide who has won the draft for this week. Childhood stars is the category. Davo, first pick and first amount of pressure is on you.
Well, you relax over there because my first pick, she's an icon. It's Miley Cyrus. Oh,
that's a good pick.
You're rubbing that off your list, is it?
It's a good pick, yeah.
Did I take one of yours?
Miley Cyrus is an all-timer. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. She's not the all-timer.
Oh, why is your eyes watering?
Oh, I'm just so excited that I can take with my first pick, Macaulay Culkin.
Meh.
Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
When you think of a child star, you think of Home Alone, you think of Macaulay Culkin.
Well, for my second pick, I'm bringing it closer to home with Bob Irwin.
That's a soft pick from you.
He is a childhood star.
Awful from you.
And he's incredible.
My second pick, Dakota Fanning. She was the child star. Oh, you got a bit quiet over there all of a sudden, didn't you?
Well, for my third pick.
Third and final.
I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this, but I'm going Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah, I will accept them as a package because we had to. Hollywood told us that we had to. So that's your third pick. All right. I've got some really good ones left over. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to select with my third and final pick, Ryan Gosling. Mickey Mouse Club, dancing his little heart out, having a sing. He is one of the biggest actors in the world right now, Davo, and that is hard to deny.
Yeah, well, he's great. He's gorgeous. He had his heyday in 2004 and you couldn't but not agree with that.
Literally in the biggest, one of the biggest movies of all time right now.
Interesting.
Project Hail Mary. All right, recap.
Davo's team final.
Miley Cyrus, Bob Irwin, and Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I I don't know. I think it's a soft team. I think it's a weak team.
Brother. Tim's team
final. The OG Macaulay Culkin. Dakota Fanning following up. Ryan Gosling bringing us home. It's an epic team. Mm. And it's going to beat your pile of piss hands.
Millennials rise up, my friend.
It's pretty much it's a millennial off every Friday. 52232955. Who has drafted the best team today for Child Stars? We've had Lloyd from Armstrong Creek call up. Good afternoon, Lloyd.
Good afternoon, Tim and Davo.
All right.
Now, Lloyd, you know what type of pressure you're under here. Have you got a team?
Oh, an immense amount. Absolute immense amount.
All right. Well, Lloyd, tell us who has won the draft this week.
All right, let's break this down quickly before I make a big decision on this one.
Brilliant.
They're two both very good teams this week. But, I mean, Davo, let's start with your team. Your team is solid. I mean, I couldn't have picked any better team of people that you put in for this week. Solid, especially with Miley. Mm-hmm. 2010s girl. Early, late teens. At 40, sorry. Mm-hmm. But, Timmy, you are the winner, my friend.
Oh, why? Why?
He had me at Macaulay Culkin. Oh. Come on, Home Alone. You can't get any better than that.
You guys didn't see that movie he did a few years ago, that monster one?
He married Brenda Song, who's also a child star. So, like, guess what they're going to have when they have a baby? Child star baby.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Hopefully they don't leave him home alone, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's six movies for them to not do it.
I'm a little flat, a little disappointed. I felt like Miley was a great one. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, obviously. Bob Irwin, some icons there.
You had the first pick, Davo. You could have taken Macaulay first.
Didn't want to, didn't need to. But Lloyd, hey.
If Davo had...
No.
Okay.
So we don't need hypotheticals here.
Okay.
He's made his decision,
yep.
And Lloyd, I won't ever forget it.
Yeah, Lloyd, unfortunately for you, you've lost Davo forever, but we appreciate you deciding the draft this week.
That's all right, guys. It's Tim and
Davo. I've got, a genuine curly one here for us this afternoon.
Ooh.
Bit of a what do you think on this. There's been a... Have you ever heard of the Aussie Great Debate? So it's a survey that news.com.au do, and that's where a lot of people get their news in this country, and they get asked like so many different questions, random questions, and more than 50,000 Aussies were surveyed, and one of the questions had to do with sexting or like, I guess, risky messages
yep.
and these kind of things, and about how people felt about doing it with artificial intelligence.
Ooh.
And does it count as cheating if it's with AI?
Ah, this is interesting. So if you're in a relationship and then outside of your relationship, you're going to yep. AI and then have a little dirty chat.
So the people that were asked whether these kind of messages with artificial intelligence is cheating, 35% of respondents said no, 31 said yes, and the rest, about 32, said they weren't sure.
Mm.
So it's literally split into thirds here pretty much. So people are saying, well, there's the people that are going, yes, it is, because you're, what are you trying to get out of this? Like if we're in a relationship, why don't you think you can get that from me? But mm-hmm. other people are going, well, it's not a real thing. It's AI. It's not like they're texting another person, even if it's like someone they've met online that lives on the other side of the country.
Yeah, that's
curly, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. So you're in a relationship. You're married.
I am married.
You are a married. So look, tell me, like, how would you feel if your tidy little number of a wife was online talking to some AI robot, having some cheeky chats?
Yeah, I would feel very strange. I'd be pretty hurt, I think. Because it's like, well, why can't that be me? We're in a relationship and I would never, ever consider using AI. Like going to chat and just being like, hey, babe, how are you? Like, what are you wearing? you know?
10 out of 10 from you.
yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I don't know if my game's still there, mate.
No, but I mean, how is it any different? And now this is just a hypothetical. Yeah, how is it any different? And this is not to say about your wife, but what if your partner was using, say, the internet to for themselves in other ways, if you know what I mean, content ways?
Yeah.
How is it different to AI? Do you know what I mean? If you're using that for your own personal time, it's a really hard time slot to talk about this.
Yeah, my bad.
Your own personal time. Yeah. You know, if you're using content online, how is it any different to then using AI as a chat bot?
Because you're engaging. There's a conversation there. Even if it's AI returning back to you,
mm-hmm.
like with that content you're talking about, that's a one-way transaction.
So then there's also the question of OnlyFans or things like that. You know, if
like
you're using personalized messages and things, it does sort of blur a line there. I don't know. I'm finding that one hard to answer.
Curly,
I don't. You would
curly.
Feel a certain way, but I can't say that would necessarily be cheating because, like I said, for many years we've used the internet for your personal time. Some people have.
Some.
Some. Not me or you.
The final two left. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 Is messaging AI, like flirting with AI, is it cheating?
So you think it is?
It just feels wrong. I don't know if it's cheating. It's just I personally would be upset. But I guess if I had to give you an answer, I'd say yeah.
Well, you know what? Why not? I'll say no. It's
fine. Oh, wow.
Let's go either side of the argument.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 Give us a call. Is this cheating? Is texting AI a little bit flirty style? Is that cheating if you're in a relationship? Andrew from Armstrong Creek has given us a buzz. Andrew, do you think that texting with AI and flirting with AI is cheating if you're in a relationship?
I don't think so. Because sometimes when you ask those questions, it's something you're trying to feel out with your own self. Not being rude. Sorry.
Interesting.
You're trying to figure out your own way forward, and sometimes you just have a weird question to ask.
So you're sort of saying you might be just doing a bit of self-discovery with a bit of AI. Is that what you mean?
A little bit. I mean, when we all growing up and doing our self-discovery moment, we didn't have AI, unfortunately.
No.
We only had our imagination.
And Zoo Weekly.
Yep.
Ralph.
So, but it just seems like because isn't the whole AI aspect that it's like it's human-like, and especially if you're in a relationship, and you're trying to get that from the AI, why can't you get that from your partner? You know.
Yes, but the way your AI works is that you can tweak it to be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah,
well.
I bet you figured that out, haven't you, Andrew?
Okay. Andrew's
so if you wanted to tie that on with your wife, you can make an AI your wife if you really wanted to.
No.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.